So today is the disappearance day of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. I told them, Yuga Dharma for the Kali Yuga is Nam Sankirtan. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu descended in this world to distribute the holy name of Krishna. Nikila, Shruti Moli Ratnamala, as Rupa Goswami has written, that of all the sounds, spiritual sounds, that the holy name of Krishna is the supreme spiritual sound. We shouldn't think that what is given in the Kali Yuga due to the fallen nature of the people and their being less or least qualified, that some inferior form of spiritual practice has been given to them. But actually it's the supreme spiritual practice. So then Nam Sankirtan Kalo Paramo Upai. Everything will be achieved in the Kali Yuga by Nam Sankirtan, chanting the holy name of Krishna. And Haridas Thakur, he is the Namacharya. His mission in life is to spread the glories of the holy name, Nam Mahima. So even before the appearance of Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur and Advaita Acharya, they're engaged in Nam Sankirtan, even before Mahaprabhu appeared. And he had intimate association with Nityananda Prabhu, recorded in the Chaitanya Bhagavat. He was there initially when Nityananda's idea of approaching Jagai and Madhai. And Haridas Thakur is thinking, by the association of Nityananda, I'm being brought into very difficult situations as we try and preach and spread the glories of the holy name. But sometimes he's referred to as Brahma Haridas. And Guru Maharaj mentioned, of course, we consider this all Leela and part of the pastimes. But we know there's the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where Brahma, the Lord of the universe, because of the nature of the Aprakrita Leela of Krishna, Krishna, his Aishwarya aspect, his majestic aspect of divinity being suppressed, and he's showing his human-like pastimes. So Brahma thought, after the killing of Aghasura, saw all the gods and goddesses, they're all dancing, celebrating, showering flowers. And he looks down and he sees, there is Krishna on the bank of the Jamuna with his cowherd boyfriends and their calves. They're very young at this point, like 5 to 7, somewhere in that range. And he's thinking, why are these adult gods and goddesses showering, they're making fools out of themselves by worshiping this boy? That's what he's thinking. So it's called the Brahma Vimohan Leela. He steals the cows, the calves, and the cowherd boys, puts them, hides them in a cave on Brahmaloka, and comes back. He's thinking Krishna will be crying, his eyes searching for his friends, running to his mother. And when he comes back, he sees there's Krishna laughing. He has food in his lemon. He's sitting there eating. They're playing. All the cowherd boys, everyone is there as before. And then Brahma's thinking, maybe, you know, I'm getting older. He lives for 300 trillion years. And he's saying, maybe it was over 150 trillion at that time. Saying, my memory's starting to go. So he looks back on the Brahmaloka and sees, no, they were in some kind of a mystic slumber in the cave on Brahmaloka. Then here's Krishna playing, laughing, enjoying, on having a picnic on the bank of the Jamuna with his friends. And then as he looks carefully, he sees each one of them, they have forearms, and they're showing forearm Vishnu forms. And as he looks closer and he sees the grass is dancing and praising Krishna. Subtle things like the directions, they're also worshiping Krishna. The whole animation, everything is lost in an ecstatic dance of joy and praise of Krishna. And seeing them all with their forearmed forms, he's becoming bewildered. His foreheads are starting to spin. Right? He's becoming bewildered more and more with at each moment. So, Jai Ananda Leela Devi Dasi Ki Jai. I welcome you to the Chiang Mai family, our spiritual family here. So Brahma, in his bewilderment, he has some realization, and it's expressed in a chapter called the Brahma Stuti, the prayers of Lord Brahma. Begins, Nomi Jite Prabhu Puse Taridam Baraya Gunjava Tanksha Paripich Chalasangukaya Lakshma Smriye Mridubide Pasup. No, there's a line before. Kavala Vetra Vishana Venu Lakshma Smriye Mridubide Pasupankajaya. He's saying, You are Abra Vapu. Your form is like a monsoon rain cloud, which we're seeing here. Monsoon rain clouds. Saying, so you're hard to see. It's like a play on words. It's very difficult to see you on account of your shama sundar, this complexion you have. He's saying, but nomijite brabu abra bapu. Nomijate baba abra bapu say taridambaraya. But your dress is like lightning. Taridambara. So dressed with this lightning-like dress, just lightning brings illumination. But the lightning dress helps us see you. And Guru Maharaj gives a beautiful explanation in Loving Search for the Lost Servant, how dressed in his potency, that's a reference to Radharani, Ladini Shakti, she's revealing Krishna. In another place, Guru Maharaj says, faith is the halo of Radharani. So, and his famous prayer, all the prayers in that chapter are famous, but some more famous. Gyane Priyasamudapasanamanteva, he's saying, stop trying to measure the infinite by finite means. Only the infinite can make himself known to you. That's the only way. He's saying, give up trying to measure him with your reason. It's like the mystical poet William Blake. He has a series of pictures and some poetry, and one of the characters in his paintings is someone called Urizen. And he's like sometimes under the water with he's trying to measure like the world. So he understood the not only futility, but like the silliness of this, the finite trying to measure the infinite. Even if he's a very big finite, like Brahma, with four heads, trying to measure the infinite. So he's saying, this is Brahma. And later he says, Janantu eva Janantu kim bahukya name prabho manaso vapasu bacho vaibhavam tavagotara. You're beyond the mind, senses, intellect, etc. He said, others may say they know you or a lot about you. He said, I don't have much to say on this subject. So he makes these beautiful prayers. But as Guru Maharaj point out, Brahma Haridas, sometimes it's said that Brahma is Haridas Thakur, and he's saying, so for this offense of stealing cows, like even in the the old West, the Wild West in America, all the Westerns, stealing horses and cows, this is, they did so many wrong things, but this they can't tolerate, if you steal somebody's cows or their horses. So, and what to speak of Krishna, stealing Krishna's cows, not good. Right? So we're told, because of that, he had to take birth in the Kali Yuga and the like Malecha Chandal section, in that time, the Muslim community. So Haridas Thakur was born a Muslim. So that means socially, according to social stratification, and all, he would be someone, you know, an outcast or to be avoided, his association, all of those things. That's why it becomes, if we see, there's a scene, thematically, there's a thread through Mahaprabhu's pastimes that Haridas Thakur, who's an outcast, you know, Muslim by birth, he's the Namacharya of the Holy Name. Ramananda Roy, Kiba Vipra Kiba Nashi Shudra Kene Noi, Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Se Guru Hoy. Ramananda instructs Mahaprabhu, we're told to consider him as like Ragamarg Guru. Right? He's, it said, you know, whether someone is a Vipra, a Shudra, whatever, if they know Krishna Tattva, the truth about Krishna, Se Guru Hoy, they can be accepted as Guru. So Ramananda, by occupation, he's a Shudra. But that Shudra is Mahaprabhu's Ragamarg Diksha Guru. He's not a sannyasi. He takes sannyas from whom? Keshava Bharati. He's a Mayavadi sannyasi. Rupa and Sanatan, Raghunath Das, they're all socially compromised, being kayastas. They're not Brahmins proper. So many things. We'll see this in different places. Prataparudra Maharaj is a king whose association should be shunned. He enters as a humble Vaishnava in the Jagannath Balava garden, is massaging the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and reciting the Gopi Gita. And on, many things like this. But so Haridas Thakur, from, and it's the show, like another one of Guru Maharaj's themes, form versus substance. We need to look past the objective aspect and to recognize, assess, evaluate the subjective value of things. Right? So from an objective, external point of view, his association is undesirable. But those whose spiritual vision is awakened, they see that he's a man of substance, and not only that, the Namacharya. So we're told, in one pastime, Advaita Acharya, no less. Right? It means Mahavishnu, by extension, Shiva. He's performing a Shraddh ceremony. That means for the one-year anniversary of the funeral of the departed, some Vedic ritual is there, it's called Shraddh. And at the end of that, the remnants, the prasadam, it should be offered to the first class brahmana. That's who you should take that and give to them. But Advaita Acharya, when everything was completed, he gave that honor to Haridas Thakur, who again, from socially ostracized from that time, because he's a man of substance. How substantial? We know wherever he would stay, he would sometimes stay in a cave or a different place in seclusion, chanting the holy name. He's chanting 300,000 names. Tien Luk Nam means around 192, 196 rounds every day. And not that it's merely volume. We're talking about substantial Krishna Nam. So the local people, they revere him as a saintly person. We're told in the Chaitanya Bhagavat that once, because we've seen this in India ourselves, they go around with baskets of cobras. There's some men who do that. Then they open the basket and they have the flutes and the cobras come out and dance around and you have to give them some rupees. And one of their tricks is, unless you give them rupees, they don't put the cobras back in the basket. So you're very motivated to give some rupees. Okay, put them back. Don't move your hand so quickly. Right, here. Sometimes they put the rupee on top of the cobra's head and he puts it in the basket. But anyway, some man with these cobras coming. But when Haridas Thakur, a Vaishnava of this type, everything, sarva bhuteshu yakpaschet, Bhagavan, he's seeing the Supreme Lord everywhere and in everything. So when they're having the little cobra dance, it brings about this intense remembrance of Ananta Shesh. And Haridas Thakur enters a divine trance, his body waves of ecstasy, he faints onto the ground. And the local people, they're taking the dust from his, they realize here's the Siddha Mahatma, the Vaishnava of the highest order, liberated soul. They're taking the dust from his feet on their heads in honor and veneration. And some Brahmin, an envious man, he's thinking, what is this? This happens and now these people are revering him like this? He goes, I can put on a better show than that. So then he starts showing some ecstasy and different things, and then the people beat him. And he's thinking, but when he did these things, you're taking dust and worshiping, and now I don't understand. And they're saying, because we understood he's a man of substance, he's a Siddha Mahapurush, and you're a Sahaja imitationist. So sometimes people are envious of great souls. One Ramachandra Khan, like a district governor type, he was envious of Haridas Thakur, and he thought the best way to deal with him is to soil his reputation. So he called some prostitutes for volunteers, and like, go in the dead of night, get him to fall down from his vows. And one prostitute volunteered, and she's thinking, I've got this, no problem. So she goes to the place, Haridas Thakur is chanting Krishna Nama, and at nighttime, she dresses herself very beautifully. And she's saying, oh, you great sadhu, and not only a great saint, but very beautiful too. And what woman could possibly resist you? And I also find myself and with those kind of feelings. Haridas Thakur was saying, I will gladly reciprocate your heart's earnest desires, but I just need to finish chanting my rounds. And then she said, all right. He's chanting all night. She like fall asleep. The sun rises. Still, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. He said, I couldn't complete rounds, but come back tomorrow. She's like, oh, okay. Tells Ramachandra Khan, anything happen? But tonight's the night. Guaranteed. She comes again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. And she's listening, you know, and she's saying, sometimes she's going, Hare, 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 Hare. Like, he keeps going, Hare, he's going, Hare. Cannot complete his round second night. He's saying, look, this month I'm trying to do 10 million holy names. And I think tomorrow night I'm going to complete for sure. And she's giving a report to Ramachandra. Any progress on that? Very close. I think tonight's going to be the night. Guaranteed for sure. And again, he's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. She's going, she's listening. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. By the time morning comes and he's finished, she's had some realization and she's crying and saying, oh, I'm such a despicable person. This Ramachandra Khan, he sent me here to seduce you and to get you to break your vows and spoil your reputation, but I can understand you're such a great saintly person. And actually by you, your chanting of the holy name of Krishna, my heart has melted. And I want to offer myself to you in service. Can you initiate me in the holy name of Krishna? And Haridas Thakur initiates her, tells her how you will live your life from now on. You'll worship Tulsi, live very simply, get rid of all your possessions, dress very simply. And she becomes a Vaishnavi. She's always chanting the holy name like Haridas Thakur, worshiping Tulsi. People nearby understand she's become a saintly person and all of her necessities are being met. But someone could think that, I'll say that later, but. So Haridas Thakur, whenever he's getting the association of Mahaprabhu, he's so humble. Like when all the devotees come, Mahaprabhu will have to call to get them closer. They're giving dandavats from a distance. Tries to bring them closer. But whenever it's Haridas Thakur, he always stays at a great distance and says, I'm too fallen, I'm too sinful to have, you know, your direct, close association. Even when they're taking prasadam, he always asks for something to be put on the side. His humility is heartbreaking. Such a great devotee, and he never breaks this. He maintains this throughout his whole life. He's always staying in the periphery. And we know in Jagannath Puri, where he ended up residing, and his samadhi is there to this day, because of the social situation there, even Rup and Sanatan are not entering the temple, what to speak of others. So Haridas Thakur, by his social position, cannot be allowed to enter the temple. So Mahaprabhu gives him a place nearby called the Siddha Bokul. Bokul is a type of tree. Siddha means like liberated. So it's a liberated tree. And Mahaprabhu was saying, from here, where it was located, you could see the spire on the dome, which is taken to be the Supreme Lord himself. So he's saying, you'll stay here, take the holy name here, and that will be your worship. And he stayed there happily, and Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, that's where they stayed when they were in Puri with him. And as once I was, first time I went to Jagannath Puri, I didn't know anything, still know very little. But I was upset that like foreigners were not allowed in the temple. And once I thought, well, the temple's in here, but then there's this big wall around it, and there are little temples. Maybe we can go in the side. At least I lied to myself, tried to trick myself. Yeah, maybe you can go in here and like on an outer temple, but not in the main temple. So I walk in the east. I'm not good at doing north. I would say the southern gate. So I walk through there, and the policemen there, they're barefoot, but they have clubs and everything. Within 10 seconds, they didn't say, oh, you're not allowed, you have to go. You know, they grabbed me and dragged me and threw me in a gutter. An Indian gutter, because we're in India. You know what's in an Indian gutter, those who've been. It's a real gutter. And so I'm covered, like, you know, in sewage and all kinds of other things. And I'm thinking, things are not going well for me. Then I'm trying to return to the place where I'm staying. This is in 1974. And it's the evening's coming, like the moon's rising. And I had seen at the train station in Calcutta, boarding the train to Puri, Srila Bhakti Daita Madhav Maharaj, the beloved disciple, senior disciple, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, who is known as High Grieve Brahmachari in Gaudiya Math. Loved Guru Maharaj very much, Guru Maharaj loved Madhav Maharaj very much. And I gave my dandamats, he gave me well wishes, but now as my rickshaw is going back to where I'm staying, here comes Srila Madhava Maharaj on his rickshaw, and he saw me, and he could see, like, things were not going well. So he stopped, and it was near, I think he had the charge of the Purushottam Gaudiya Math in that time. So he said, come with me, and we went into a Tulsi garden. And he explained many things to me, and where to go. I had it all written in a book, like each place and what sequence, and even how much to pay the rickshaw, the price. But one of the when I said, I don't understand why we're not allowed in the temple, you know, and he said, Rupa Goswami was not allowed. He didn't enter. He didn't cross their custom. Mahaprabhu did not challenge the customs in Jagannath Puri. This is the point. He didn't lead any civil disobedience movement or any such thing against the pandas in Puri. He did not cross their customs. So he said, Rupa Goswami did not enter. And because I was like this, and then my head went down a little bit. And then he said, Sanatan Goswami Prabhu, he did not enter. My head went down like a little bit more. And he said, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, he did not enter. But that's when he told me, but here's where you can go. And then told all the places. Vasudev Sarvabhoma, Sadbhuj Murti, Shweta Ganga, Ganga Mata Goswamini, and the Samadhi of Haridas Thakur. So when Haridas Thakur, he's there, his roommates are Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami. And Mahaprabhu, every day when he goes to bathe in the sea, he stops by there. So he gets the personal darshan of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day. The devotees of Mahaprabhu, Govinda and others, they bring prasadam from Mahaprabhu to him every day. When Rupa Goswami wrote the Priya Soyam Krishna Sloka, his parallel sloka to Yak Kumara Hara, that Mahaprabhu sings before Jagannath at Rath Yatra, so he put the leaf in the hut, in the roof of the thatched hut. That was Haridas Thakur's place. So many wonderful things happen there. And sometimes Mahaprabhu was having confidential talks with Haridas Thakur, and Mahaprabhu was saying, how will the people, the fallen people of the Kali Yuga, be liberated? Mahaprabhu is posing that question earnestly, and this gives Haridas Thakur the opportunity to sing the glories of the holy name. The holy name is so auspicious, like it said elsewhere in the Charitamritam, Kali Kale Namarupe Krishna Avatar. Kali Kale Namarupe, in the form of his name, Krishna's avatar, he descends. And he's saying, and so the holy name, which is preferred by the highest section of liberated souls, it's so auspicious, your holy name, that even, you know, the Namabhas, a semblance of the holy name, can liberate one from material existence. And he's saying, when they say, he mentions some different examples of Namabhas. Sometimes people say, Ha Ram, when they were being attacked by a wild boar. He's saying, but they're saying Rama, Ha, they're actually crying out in distress, but they're going, Ha Ram. Right? And he mentions other ways where people inadvertently say the holy name. And he tells the story of Ajamil in the Bhagavatam, who out of affection for his son, at the last moment of life, he's like an attached man thinking of his little child, like, oh, I won't see him, you know, graduate from college. I won't see him graduate from Gurukul. So he's like, when he should, you know, Ante Narayana Smriti, you should be thinking of the Supreme Lord at the end of your life. He's hopelessly, helplessly attached to his little toddler, but the boy's name is Narayan. So he's crying, he's going, Narayan, Narayan. And that reminds him his whole life that when he was younger, he was very spiritually inclined. He got polluted by living in a polluted environment, being exposed to things he shouldn't have seen, couldn't forget, couldn't unsee what had been seen. It awoke in some like pollution in the heart. But this crying out for his son's name reminded him of his spiritual side, and he underwent some remarkable transformation. And we're told the Vishnu Dutas come down, hold off the Yamadutas, and there's a Yamaraj. The Yamadutas go to Yamaraj and say, who are these Vishnu Dutas? Is there someone more higher than you? They stopped us from taking this man. And Yamaraj explains the situation. That said, Guru Maharaj will say, still, must have some spiritual color, Nama, Vaikuntha Nama Grahanam. But still, Haridas Thakur singing the glories of Namabhas. But it's just as a footnote, you know, and a caution, doesn't mean that every instance is Namabhas. It may be, or it may be Namaparad. So if we read carefully and fully there, we'll see that there are also slokas mentioning that if it's Namaparad, then it will not have this effect. But there are certain instances, certain circumstances, where Namabhas will have a liberating effect. Otherwise, we would have to draw the conclusion that we should devote our time to Namabhas. And as much as we cannot chant Shuddhanam, we're trying to avoid Namaparad, then Namabhas will be our savior. But when Srila Guru Maharaj would give Harinam initiation after the 10 offenses, he would also say that, mention the four types of Namama, Sanket, Helanam, Stobam, Parihas. Anyway, he's saying this should be avoided because they can give one liberation but not entrance proper into the service world. Still, that's another subject for another time. But Haridas Thakur is telling Mahaprabhu, by the holy name of Krishna, the world, everyone will be saved. And of course, Mahaprabhu is descended to distribute the holy name of Krishna. So he's very happy to hear these things from Haridas Thakur. And as he indicates to him and Vasudev Dutt, their desire is to see everyone liberated. He's saying, by the desire of the Lord or the devotees of the Lord, everyone can be liberated. Saying, but just as when Ramachandra went back to Ayodhya, he took everyone with him. But Guru Maharaj gives the example, if you have an amnesty and you free all the prisoners, you say, you know, tonight after midnight, amnesty, all the prisoners we're going to release, they'll all be liberated. He's saying, very rapidly, the jail will be filled again. So in the case, I believe it's, whether it's in the Haridasa or Vasudev Dutt section, the point is mentioned that saying, for one, like when you have the ocean, if you take a pot of water out of the ocean, that's like one Brahmanda, one universe. You take out of the ocean. Does it change the ocean? No. Or he says, for one who has crores of kamadhenus, that means millions of surbikals, kamadhenu means the desire, wish fulfilling, the mystical kamadhenus. For one who possesses crores of kamadhenus, what is the loss of one she-goat? Meaning, a Brahmanda, and the Kamadhenus being like the Vaikunthas. So in different ways it's considered and expressed, but Mahaprabhu is appreciating personally, when he himself is telling his devotees of the glories of Haridas Thakur, is that it is as if he's speaking with five mouths, that one is insufficient, he's just gushing with the glories of Haridas Thakur, as if he possessed five mouths. And then there's something that I think is very interesting, because these two pastimes are very similar, and I thought, they must not be redundant, because we already told of him being approached by the prostitute. But then there's another story that's very similar, where he's approached by Maya Devi herself. So I thought, why? Because the human mind that thinks of different things and analyzes things from a human perspective and a limited vision of the limited could think, well, he withstood the test. That's a woman from the world, and the women in this world are very beautiful, but still, it's a woman of this world, already passed that test. Yeah. But what about, like, Maya Devi herself? Could he pass that test? And particularly since he's known as Brahma Haridas, and Maya Devi has some history bewildering Brahma and Shiva, can he pass this test? Not Shiva, really, that was Mohini Murti. Shiva's the master of Maya. But anyway, stick with Brahma. So she comes in a similar way, but incredibly beautiful and seductive, with wonderful fragrance, aroma, everything, approaches Haridas Thakur again. He's chanting Krishna Nam. And continuously, and the same thing happens, but this time she reveals to him that I am Maya Devi herself, and I've been influenced by your chanting the holy name of Krishna. And previously from my master Shiva, I got the Ram Nam, but I'd like now if you would initiate me into Krishna Nam. So if we want to understand what are the qualifications of Haridas Thakur, he initiated Maya Devi with Krishna Nam. What to speak of anybody else? Therefore, he's the Namacharja. and praised so much. We shouldn't think like, what is he doing? He's just chanting all the time. Has nothing to do, no service. Such devotees, they're not practitioners. He's not a practitioner who's trying to elevate himself by chanting. He's taking Shuddhanam. His Krishna Nam is infused with seva. He's serving the upper world. So, anyway, that Haridas Thakur, one, the devotee, perhaps Govinda, one, they bring the prasadam from Mahaprabhu every day, and they come and they see Haridas Thakur is like, slowly chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And they ask, how are you? And he's saying, my body is okay, but my mind is not okay. Well, why is that? He said, because I cannot finish chanting my rounds. And his normal practice is finish the japa, then take some prasadam. He's saying, but you've come with prasadam, how can I deny it? He's lamenting about his position in that way. But he's saying, so, all right, I'll take a little bit of prasadam, honor the prasadam, and then go on with my counting. When this news comes to Mahaprabhu, Mahaprabhu goes to visit Haridas Thakur. And Haridas Thakur is saying, my disease is I can't finish my counting. And Mahaprabhu knows better. He said, well, you're older, you can diminish the number. You know, you've already shown your position. No, you can chant less. You're older, your body is becoming less fit. And then Haridas Thakur says, actually, there's something else that's really bothering me. That's not what it is. He said, I get the impression that soon you're going to withdraw your pastimes from this world. He's alluding to Mahaprabhu withdrawing. And he's saying, I can't tolerate that. So let my body, just if I'm going to give it this body, let it be done in your presence. I just want to have a vision of you, take your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, and leave this world. And Mahaprabhu is saying, why do you want to deprive me of your association? Because really he feels like that. Saying, but your will, as Gurudev told us, the will of the Vaishnava is supreme. Even Krishna bows to the will of the devotee, saying, if it is your will, then Krishna must grace you. So the next time Mahaprabhu comes, surrounded by his devotees, Haridas Thakur is there in a very intense condition, and he takes dust from the lotus feet of all the Vaishnavas, and then he takes the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and puts them on his chest. And then he's looking at the face of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And his eyes, his lotus eyes. And he, who's been chanting, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. His whole life. 300,000 names a day, every day. At this moment, with Mahaprabhu's lotus feet on his chest, looking at the eyes and face of Mahaprabhu, he starts chanting, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And it's told, as Bhishma Dev, recorded in the Bhagavatam and Mahabharata, he leaves the world at will. It's not like someone being forced. By his own will, he's just withdrawing from the world. We saw that actually with his divine grace, Srila Bhakti Sandar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj. By his own will, he withdrew from this plane. Well, Haridas Thakur leaves, and Mahaprabhu picks up the body of Haridas Thakur, he's carrying in his hands, and they start having Nam Sankirtan, a big, huge kirtan. Mahaprabhu carries the divine body of Haridas Thakur to the sea, bathes his body in the ocean, and says, now that the ocean has touched the holy body of Haridas Thakur, it has become a tirtha, a holy place. And interestingly, when we were in Lakhta in St. Petersburg with Srila Gurudev, there's the, what is it, the Finnish Bay? Right? Yeah. Because they're all connected. I mean, if you look on a map of the world, you see they're all connected. He's saying, this is the power of Haridas Thakur. This water is also consecrated. It's also Tirtha. And here is our mat, and so, because that's that power. One ocean touches another. That's the power, the purifying power of the holy body of Srila Haridas Thakur. And then they return and they dig a samadhi in the sand and place Haridas Thakur's divine form there with paraphernalia from Jagannath and put a marker there, and later they build a samadhi, and then they have a huge sankirtan. And then they go and collect prasadam from the shopkeepers. Mahaprabhu himself is begging, saying, I'm begging for the feast for Haridas Thakur. And all the shopkeepers, they want to give to Mahaprabhu personally. And they're giving so much, Srup Damodar stops and says, all right, Mahaprabhu, you go back to your place, I'll take care of this. And he takes a certain amount of everything, every preparation from everyone. Mahaprabhu and his devotees bathe in the sea, but in a celebratory mood. They're playing, laughing, they're celebrating. And then they take prasadam. In the beginning, Mahaprabhu is putting prasadam on everyone's plate. And it's meant, he can't give just a little. He puts enough for 5 men on each plate. And that. And then Srivad Damodar is saying, no one will take anything unless you sit down and take prasadam. So then Mahaprabhu says, he's taking prasadam, all the devotees are taking, they're chanting the holy name of Krishna. And oh, Mahaprabhu, he's looking at everyone taking prasadam, and he will keep telling the servers, pointing to him, give him more. And they keep giving them so much prasadam, and they're taking that prasadam and chanting the holy name and celebrating even the disappearance of the Vaishnava of Srila Haridas Thakur. We know in that very place in Puri, where Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur lived for so long, Srila Saraswati Thakur appeared in this world. There was an inscription given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur with regard to Haridas Thakur, but to all the Vaishnavas, and it was written in English. Few things he wrote in English, some poetry, and it said, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die, for thou art living still in sound, and Vaishnavas die to live, and in living try to spread the holy name around. Very beautiful. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Haridas Thakur, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, Tirubhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai. Hare Krishna. Is there any question from anyone? Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Haraya Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Kesavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudana. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhakta Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Echai gochai kori charana bandan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhishta puran. Echai gochai jarmui tarodan. Kansa Bara Padarinu Moda Panchagran. Tandera Charana Sevi Bhakta Sanivas. Janame Janame More Abhilas. Chai go chai jabe braje koilo vas. Radha Krishna nitya lila kori lo prakash. Anande boro hari baja Vrindavan. Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyas. Hari Nam Sankirtan Koe Narottamadas. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsavati Ti Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Paramahansa Paribrajaka Charja Satyarasata Sri Srimad Srila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakakshvidar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Gandharva Govinda Sundar Ju Ki Jai Shikiri Raj Govardhan Ki Jai Sri Rupanuga Guru Varga Ki Jai Sri Swarup Ramananda Ki Jai Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasari Go Bhaktivinda Ki Jai Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shama Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Navadeep Dham Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Ki Jai Sri Gupta Govardhan Ki Jai Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai Om Vishnupad Vishvavarena Srila Esi Bhakti Vedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat Acharya Vrinda Ki Jai Jai Srila Bhakti Vimala Vidyut Maharaj Ki Jai Seva Vrinda Ki Jai Samaveda Bhakti Vrinda Ki Jai Nama Acharya Srila Haridas Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsava Ti Ti Ki Jai Nitai Go Premanande
Srila Bhakti Sudhir Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Ananda Vila Devi Dati Ki Jai.